Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can join us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Joins us Wednesdays, talk advanced analytics and baseball from Sports Info Solutions, Mark Simon. Usually 3:48. I appreciate you being helpful with us, Mark Simon. 4:48 today on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mark, appreciate the time. Yasmani Grandal, fifth in the National League All-Star balloting. What's up with that, man?
That's just wrong. That's a lot of people that don't know what they're doing, clearly. A guy, look at him the last 2 weeks, 342, 684 slugging, strikeouts and walks the same, 1103 OPS, along with Moustakas and Yelich carrying the offense, one of the most potent offenses in the sport right now, especially, I guess, National League. People are just, they're not correct on this one.
Mark, when you look at Yasmani, what he does behind the plate has, you know, obviously drawn a lot of ire from Brewers fans, but what he has done at the plate, leading the National League in OPS, he's top three, I believe, in the National League in every offensive category. But you brought up Mike Moustakas. How impressive is 20 home runs for Mike Moustakas, a guy that is working on a one-year deal for the second straight year?
Yeah, he's been, maybe even a little better than expected, certainly. 275, probably didn't see that coming. He's been very good. It's funny, I guess with Grandal, we figured that he was going to be really good defensively, and he was going to be all right offensively. It's been the other way around completely. With Moustakas, he's been okay at the new position, but it doesn't seem to have necessarily impacted the bat. 275 with 20 home runs. Sign me up for that every day of the week.
No doubt about it. But also Ryan Braun. I mean, he's gone through a little bit up and down. What are we seeing out of Ryan Braun as far as what he's going to be to do for the Brewers as far as hitting?
Well, right now, I think he has to understand that he's kind of like supporting cast in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. He just has to not mess things up in the outfield because he got two pretty good outfielders out there with him. And for the most part, he tends to be average or slightly above it. But I think the thing that I'm seeing and just looking at the numbers in front of me, right, he's hitting what he should be hitting. So I think you tell him, okay, Ryan, just focus on hitting the pitches that you typically dominate against, hit the mistakes, and just be all right against the other stuff, and we'll be fine. And it looks like he's been doing that. He's crushing the pitches that are over the middle that you would hope that he would. And, you know, let Yelich worry about being the guy who's great against every single thing. Just be a supporting cast at this point.
Mark, I was looking on Sports Info Solutions and ranking how you guys do. The teams that defensively shift in baseball the most, also to the most effectiveness. Now, in Brewer land the last couple of years, we've seen Craig Counsell and this Milwaukee Brewers team shift seemingly as much or more than anybody, but it doesn't seem like the numbers are bearing that out quite what you guys have at Sports Info Solutions.
Yeah, I've been a little puzzled by that. They were so good last year. Last year, if I remember right, it was like them and the Diamondbacks that were the two best at it. This year, it's like it helps almost every team. But with the Brewers, like you would have said last year that it saved, I don't know, over the course of a season, 40 hits, 50 hits, whatever the number was. This year, it's not anything close to that. It's saving them smidges here or there. I don't know if it's just a product of luck. I don't know if it's a product of Moustakas being in different spots. That could have something to do with it. Although, if I remember right, they usually put Arcia in that between first and second mm-hmm. spot. And that was something that they were pretty good at. I don't know. I feel like that should be better, and maybe that's something that you'll see improve in the second part of the season, but I don't necessarily know why they're not as good as they've been in previous years.
Do you look at stats of what pitchers are pitching or catching who? Do you look at those? What catches are catching certain pitchers, or do you look at those numbers? Because I think we have a situation here with who do we have a situation with?
With Yasmani Grandal and Freddy Peralta in particular. Freddy, when he's been caught by Manny Pena, Mark, has had a couple of outstanding starts. He had an 8-inning shutout performance against Cincinnati Reds, and then 6 innings, 1 run a couple of nights ago. But seemingly when Yasmani Grandal catches Freddy Peralta, his stats have gone way down. Do you guys rank that in terms of pitchers, their battery mate, and the effectiveness that that has with them?
That's what I wanted to know. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, I got think you, I G. get what you're saying. Give me 1 second. I could punch that up on my screen.
Yeah, punch
I really
that up.
Hurry up.
Punch
here,
it up on
I just stall for a second.
Yeah, because it's difficult, Mark, when you look at a pitcher who's had success with a catcher that they know. Manny Pena was with Freddie when he first came up last year. But then I've also had people on the postgame show that we do every night, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, back on the air tonight after Brewers and Astros, where people want to know if Freddie Peralta is going to be a key cog in this rotation moving forward, that the effect of a catcher that isn't going to be a main part of the future, that shouldn't be as much of an effect on him.
Yeah, all right. So the Peralta, Pena, Peralta, Grandal thing, there are other guys that I think that Pena is good with, even if it's just a couple of games, that Grandal isn't, because I was just looking. Mm-hmm. And Grandal's numbers this year in, like we call it game calling, are not great. That could just be getting on the same page with a new staff. That could be I don't know, like a chemistry issue with a mm-hmm. certain guy. I'm looking at it right now. Pena, when Pena catches this year, the Brewers are 10-3, and the pitchers, when he catches, have a 2.8, which is terrific. I don't know. I thought the thing I sold to you guys the whole winter was how Grandal is going to be this great defensive catcher who is going to add extra strikes and bring the ERAs down. But maybe Manny Pena has been good at this in the past, too. So I would say that it's nice to have a guy like that that can be the backup, and that maybe he sees a little more. Well, I don't know what you do with Grandal. I think you just have to kind of suck it up, I guess.
Mark,
suck it up.
We're going to wait till next week until I ask you a Travis Shaw question. So we'll make sure that we give him a little more ample time before we start assessing what Travis Shaw has done back at the major league level. Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk next
week, all right?
You got it, guys.
That's Mark Simon. Join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Sports Info Solutions. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.